Welcome to today's edition of Feet to the Fire, where we're always challenging the status quo. For more cutting-edge commentary, go to feettothefire.org. That is feet, the number two, thefire.org. And now your host.
Well, good morning across America. And welcome to the day after Election Day, a day with some great news of victory for freedom and liberty and conservative candidates and the GOP, the Republican Party, across the fruited plain. This is your host, Sergio Fassa, on Feet to the Fire. Go Republicans. I gotta tell you, unexpected. I was pretty skeptical. But you have come to the right place. Here's where you want to hear the breakdown on the election results yesterday. And it was obviously an off-year election, not a presidential election, not every 2 years what's called a midterm election. This was an odd election between presidential and the two-year midterm congressional elections. And we had some big races. And the big news is that Glenn Youngkin won the governor race in Virginia, the Republican. And there were some big sweeping victories across Virginia for the Republican Party, which I think the date people have been giving has been 2009. Republicans haven't won a statewide election since 2009. So there's a big deal. But I'm going to give you some good news and bad news, quickly switching over to New Jersey. Everybody's watching that because that is startling. Governor Murphy is right now, as we speak, wee hours of the morning on November 3rd, is trailing Republican candidate Jack Cittarelli by about, give or take, 1,200 votes, with 88% of the precincts having reported. So that could flip on a dime and Murphy could win. But the striking thing is that Cittarelli's been leading all night since before I went to bed. And even still, the fact that not only leading, the fact that he was even this close at all. And once again, we see the failure of the polls. The polling was showing the best poll for Cittarelli at the end of October, I forget who it was, but showed Murphy ahead by 6 points, something like that. And the other polls showed even more. So we see this yet again, as the great Rush Limbaugh used to say, polling is used not to reflect the truth in the news, but it's used to shape the news, to shape public opinion, to shape voter opinions. That's why the Dems are always up in the polls, always leaning in favor of the Democrats' polling reporting, because it shows that they're the winning party and it's intended to encourage Democrats that they're ahead and to suppress the conservative, the Republican, the GOP party by depressing their vote, depressing their attitude, depressing voter excitement, because they're always losing. You never hear a poll where the Republican is running away with it in any sort of tight race. Sure, in red areas, yeah, that's a given. But in any sort of tight race, the Republican, no, he's never running away with it in the polls. And yet, right, Cittarelli's been leading for hours. And here's the bad news, the pessimism on my part. Guys, I got to tell you, I just don't trust this. Why all of a sudden, and this is not conspiracy theory, the precincts have been coming in all night from New Jersey. If you look on the electoral map, all the counties are shaded red or blue, depending on how it was voted. And you see that blue strip on the Route 1 corridor, Hudson and Essex County, down through Middlesex, down through Mercer, I believe, and Burlington, from New York down to Philly, down to Trenton. That's blue. The rest of the state is red. But still, the counting's not done. Counting's not done. And I'm telling you, these Democrats act like, sorry to tell you, election rats and cheats. And Murphy's losing right now. So with all the mail-in voting and the early voting, you just have to do a little bit of maneuvering to all of a sudden, oops, find more votes. So all of a sudden, the counting slows down to a near standstill. Murphy's behind. I'm telling you, I'm not confident we're going to pull a victory out for Cittarelli. I hope we do, but this smells a lot like 2020, where they're going to find the votes they need to put Murphy over the top. Let's see what happens. Back to Virginia. That's the real good news. Who's Glenn Youngkin? A businessman who's never been in politics. This from the Washingtonian. Some things to know about Glenn Youngkin, the GOP then nominee, now winner, gubernatorial winner in Virginia. Glenn Youngkin's described this way: the very wealthy. That's supposed to be a shot at Glenn Youngkin. I don't care that he's wealthy. It's great. Give me a good businessman. The very wealthy Trumpy type. That's also great. I'm glad he's a Trump supporter. Still hasn't acknowledged Joe Biden won the 2020 election. That's excellent. I'm glad he has the guts to take that position. He ran as an outsider. Youngkin has never held political office. Successful businessman. He said, "I'm not a politician," in his campaign video. "I've spent the last 30 years building business and creating jobs. It's going to take an outsider, a new kind of leader, to bring a new day to Virginia." And he's questioned the election integrity from 2020. So this is great news. An outsider wins Virginia. Now, about Virginia, where no Republican has run a statewide election since 2020. Again, I got to question these statistics. Now, on paper, that's true. But how is it? We also won in Virginia the lieutenant governor race, we'll talk about that, and the race for attorney general, a sweep in Virginia. And it looks like, I believe, don't quote me on this, I mean you can, it's feet to the fire, but the Republicans, we don't know yet, but are poised to potentially take back majority control of the General Assembly in Virginia. So, I've got to ask, because people might be saying, see, this proves in a year later, in a fair and free election, Republican sweep. That wouldn't have happened if there's all this cheating that Republicans claim happened in 2020. So if this is legit, 2020 must be legit. No. This is my point. If there's this much of a sweep in an off-year election, this bolsters the argument that 2020 was absolute a cheat election. And I think cheating has been going on for longer than we know it. How does, in 1 year, merely 1 year, Virginia flip from voting in Biden, the fringe kook, lunatic leftist who's losing his mind, flip over to being blood red Republican blowout in 1 year, out of nowhere, and we're told it's a blue state? That's because last year, because of COVID and the early voting, months of early voting, and the mail-in voting, and all of the chicanery and the stalled counting, it's even more obvious that Virginia is blood red, or has blood red potential, and has tons of conservatives and Republicans, and that's probably the case throughout the country, and last year was a stolen election because we're seeing such massive red Republican turnout this year. I think the coordinated effort last year was heavy, probably involving even some of the establishment rhinos and GOP in multiple states to swing that election, the cheating and the election fraud, and this just proves the point that there is a massive Republican conservative voter base in Virginia, in New Jersey, all across the country. COVID was manipulated, and all of the chaos last year was manipulated to throw that election. And this just proves the point further, because these same voters came out last year. What, all of a sudden these Republicans woke up this year to vote, but they didn't vote last year? Sorry. Hard to believe. These voters were there, and last year was a complete mess. Anyway, let's read about Winsome Sears. Now, this is an awesome story. She won the lieutenant governor race in NBC Washington. Winsome Sears becomes the first woman to take this post. NBC News projects the former Marine, that's right, Winsome Sears was a former Marine, as the winner of the lieutenant governor race early Wednesday morning. Republican Winsome Sears is the projected winner of the race for Virginia's next lieutenant governor, becoming the first woman, as well as the first woman of color, to serve in the post that has been held by men for more than 200 years, the entirety of the state's history. And we're told that America is misogynistic and racist, and the Dems are the party of pro-women and pro-minorities, and yet it's the Republicans, the party that freed the slaves, the grand old party, the party of Lincoln, the party of law and order and constitutional government and Christian ethics. That's the party that gets in Virginia, which, by the way, was the leading slave state in the Civil War. Virginia was the leading state of the Confederacy. It's in Virginia where the Republicans get in the first woman and first black woman in the lieutenant governor's race, governor's office. So, which party is advocating for women and minorities. See, that's the reality. Republicans, it's not part of our platform to care about identity politics. We care about the merit of the person, and if the person's good, we'll vote them in. Male, female, black, white, red, doesn't matter. And so in the former slave state of Virginia, a black woman gets elected lieutenant governor, and you're going to tell me America is still this misogynistic, racist country? Who's ever heard of this kind of reform in a civilization, that we went from slaveholding to now a black woman in office and elected by Republicans, the ones accused of always being the haters and the bigots? Unbelievable. And this woman is bad to the bone, like in a good way. Former Marine who immigrated to the United States from Jamaica as a girl and vaulted to victory in a crowded primary on the enthusiasm generated by a campaign photo of her posing with a military rifle. You got to see the pose of her holding a rifle, like an AR-15 military grade machine gun. It's pretty sick and epic. She joins fellow Republican Glenn Youngkin in helping the party flip the state back to red following Democratic rule for the past two terms. Winsome had a brief stint in electoral politics 20 years ago in the General Assembly. Her return to politics, where'd it come from? After a two-decade absence, her return began when she served as national chairperson for black Americans to re-elect President Trump. And yet Trump is racist, and the GOP is the party of racism. Give me a break. Sears won the nomination, beating five other candidates. Good for her. What an example of a strong conservative woman. And during the primary, Sears ridiculed mask mandates put in place by Democrat Governor Ralph Northam, and she posted a video in which she pulled a mask off a cardboard cutout of Northam and stomped it into the sand with the Virginia Beach boardwalk in the background. Epic. She's stomping on masks. This is great. Can we see more of this from men? Awesome. And not only that, in Virginia, Business Insider reports this. Virginia Attorney General election. Mark Herring, the two-term Democrat incumbent Virginia Attorney General, loses to Republican Jason Meares. So Jason Meares, a Republican, beats an incumbent. You know how hard that is to do? This is proving my point, that there's always been a Republican base in Virginia. And I'm convinced that that was squashed under corruption all over the country last year in the election. Republican Jason Meares on Tuesday defeated the incumbent. Who's Meares? A current state lawmaker and ex-prosecutor is the state's, oh, wait for it, ready? Meares. That's interesting. First Latino Attorney General. Another big statewide win for Virginia Republicans. So now, not only this alleged party of bigotry, the Republicans, we just got the first Latino Attorney General into Virginia's government, state government. And again, the party, this is the state, the original slave state of the South. We are not reformed. Oh, I'm sorry. America has reformed herself according to Christian morals and ethics, and according to the Constitution and the law. And what used to be the former slave South now has a black female lieutenant governor, a Latino attorney general, and they're all Republican candidates. Don't believe the hype. The Republican Party is the party for all Americans, because the issues we care about are should be of concern for all Americans. The open border, Second Amendment rights. This matters. I don't care what skin color you are. It doesn't matter. Hispanic, white, black. You want your firearms rights, and you don't want an open border with flooding illegals coming in. These are not race issues. Race does not matter anymore. That has been relegated to the dustbin of stale old politics and old tricks of political deception from the old Democrat Party, the party of slavery. That is old political propaganda, and the Republican Party has risen above all that to be the party for all Americans. Let justice roll down like waters, America, and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream. Don't believe the hype out there. There is a grassroots Republican base, a conservative base. It's the Trump base. It's still alive. We won in 2020. We just swept this year. And we are showing that we are the party of freedom for all Americans, not the party of identity politics and bigotry that is the Democrat Party.